Blog Talk Radio. welcome to everybody to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Dr. Ginny, I'm here with my co-host Jessica, and we are really looking forward to a great show tonight. I think we accidentally just dropped Jessica off. I think she's going to have to dial back in because it looks like she may no longer be in the queue. But she'll be with us in just a second. It has been a crazy busy week, and it's been a good week too, though, I think.
I'm here.
Yay! Wonderful. It's been a crazy busy week, hasn't it? It just seems like the new year came, it went, and everybody hit the ground running. And
it's
been really good, and it's been a good time. I hope everybody's having a dynamic 2015. Are you, Jessica?
Dynamic.
That's my word for today. Yeah, can you say dynamic and sound sad? I don't think you can you?
I hope I'm coming in clear, because this is very crackly.
It's not crackly on here
at all. Crackly?
Not
okay,
even
good.
A little bit. Yeah. Were you eating like Rice Krispies?
No.
Okay, then that's not the reason.
It's this crazy phone.
I don't know. But I think if you when you move it like that, it crackles. If you didn't move it, we were fine.
I was sitting still.
Yeah. If you don't move the cord, I think you're okay.
Okay.
I think
we need to order
you another headset again.
Huh?
We need to order you another headset.
I know, right?
Yeah. There you go. So I was saying, can you say the word dynamic and sound sad?
Dynamic.
Is that hard it is? It's like really hard to say dynamic and be like, dynamic. It's like you can't even get it out.
Yeah, because it's a bold word.
It's a bold word. I want to use dynamic. It's dynamic. 2015. Okay, a little too much energy, right?
I was going to say, you have a lot of energy.
Yeah, I do now. I started this whole organic thing. And
yes, you're doing great.
I'm doing really well with it, but I'm going to tell you the first week I was dragging a bit. And now I don't feel like I'm dragging.
Hey, you don't look like death anymore.
I know. You told me the other day, you go, you better do something because you look like you're going to pass
pale,
out.
You just look pale, super pale.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you. I love food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would be intimate with food if it was legal. And it only is in one state, and we don't talk about that state. No, I'm kidding. I like to eat. And so to do organic and to go healthy, it's really hard for me. Not physically, but mentally.
Right, right.
And I was sharing with Jessica tonight. I know a lot of people, we talked about New Year's resolutions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. And the truth is, sometimes we just have this kind of like, I would say it's not a custom so much as it is just like we do it all the time,
right.
You know? The routine.
Well, it's a recreational event.
Right. And we have always spent a lot of our Saturdays, when we go do Adventure Saturdays, we first pick the restaurant that we
want
to
go. I know. Okay, we'll go here because the restaurant is great.
And so now, because I refuse to eat at restaurants because I don't know what's in the food and I don't know if it's pesticide-free, we're bringing our food
right.
Wherever we go. And you know what? It's working out, isn't it?
It has.
And you've lost weight and I've lost
weight.
And we're doing really good. So we're happy and that's good. And I hope everybody's listening tonight that made that New Year resolution. We talked about it last week's show. It doesn't really matter if you stick to it, if you drop off, as long as you get back on the path.
Right.
It's like life in general. You get off the path sometimes, but when you realize it, you got to get back on the path. And I want you all to know that I'm staring at my coffee cup and I'm laughing to myself. I don't know if any of you, I'm a Tervis junkie. I love Tervis cups because I always have like an iPad and a laptop and my iPhone, and I'm always afraid I'm going to spill.
Right.
So I really like having Tervis cups, plus it keeps my coffee warm. However, this morning I had like a quarter cup left in my coffee cup. And tell me if you've ever done this. So like I went and I guess I finished it and made a second cup. And I was so focused on what I was doing that I sort of forgot that I filled it up.
Oh, no.
So my daughter walks into my office just when I go to take a big drink of
coffee. Oh, did it go all over you?
Well, it was scalding hot. And you know, it's that 1 second to your brain realizes, and I had no choice but to let it out. And she says, "Mom, stop! I'm gonna tickle my pants. Stop!" And I'm like, I couldn't keep it in. I'm really sorry. It was a disaster. And I'm like, gosh, that's really sad. When you don't remember that you filled your cup up with hot coffee, now you know you're getting
and
old.
Especially because you can see right through these Tervis cups.
Well, you can, but the truth is, when I get really focused on what I'm doing, and that happens with readings, like someone could walk into my office and be sitting there, like my kids sometimes will come in the middle of a reading and put a note on my desk telling me, you know, where they were going or whatever, even my husband. I don't even see it. Like, it's, I always say a bomb would literally have to go off because I'm so focused.
Hey, good for that you can focus like that.
I really can. I had to because I think I had trouble focusing as a child, so I think I've learned to, like, over-focus.
Zone in,
yeah. But anyway, yeah. So I'm going to have that coffee, but I'm going to let it cool just a little bit because, you know,
that's
I'm going
to... I kind of like a cup sometimes because it cools off faster.
Cools off a lot quicker. That is the downside to Turvis cups. But they're great
take
for...
take the lid off.
Well, but then the spill issue comes, and I have spilled coffee. I mean, we both have. We're spilled, and there's nothing worse. So we're not going to do that tonight. And I'm gonna take the lid off a little bit. Now remind
hey,
me because
spill it
I'll
everywhere.
Spill everywhere, and I'll just okay. Anyway, so let's go on to our show. We are going to be doing mini angel card readings tonight. And if you would like to, and I'm getting a note across our switchboard here. It says we are currently experiencing an issue displaying certain information. We're still recording everything. It says, Jessica, you had dropped off, but you're back on again. So they're having a little trouble at Blog Talk Radio, and they sent me an update, which I appreciate.
Well, that was nice.
And we are actually able to do the show from our office here, which is wonderful. But if you want to get a mini angel card reading tonight, give us a call at 323-679-0882,
323-679-0882.
I think you fell
asleep.
Sorry,
I'm trying to figure out where this crackling is coming from.
And you're hearing it, and we don't hear it on this end at
That's
all.
That's good.
I know.
It's in my ears. It's crackle, 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 crackle. It's like hearing popcorn popping.
I've had that, and I do believe it's the headset. I will order you a new one in the morning, I promise. One of the things we're going to talk about today is treasure hunting. You know, I sent out that email today.
Right.
Are there still treasures to be found? And I'm going to tell you right now, there are so many treasures still out there. It's mind-boggling how many treasures there are still out there.
Well, I would like to find some treasure.
And, you know, treasure, what is treasure? Treasure could be, of course, you know, metal. It could be, when I say metal, I mean precious metals, like silver and gold. It could be coins that have been minted or, you know, created.
Yeah, the treasure chest full of coins. That's what everyone imagines.
Well, I think they do, and that's why I put that in the picture. But,
right.
You know, and that certainly is a treasure. There's treasures of gems and minerals. But there's also other treasures, things like historical treasures.
Right.
You know, as I was putting together today's show, you know, I try to make some notes on different things that have happened in my life or things I've read about, and it was really funny because this guy had just come across. It was really cool. This dude in Michigan. His name was Eric Witzke, and it came about 2 hours after I sent out all the emails, and I'm like, how perfect. And I think this is really cool. He's from Michigan, and he was, you know, digging in his yard, and he dug up some bones, and he was trying to make a pond, and he noticed some bones sticking out of the dirt. So he called over his neighbor Dan, and he said, hey, you know, help me with this. So they uncovered 42 bones.
Oh, my gosh.
42 bones here in Michigan. Well, not here in Michigan, but here in the United States. And when they put them together, it turned out to be a mastodon from between 10 to 40,000 years ago.
Wow.
I know. And it, I mean, and that's like...
That's amazing.
Really. And there's not more than 300 mastodon bone sites in Michigan total, which sounds like a lot. But, you know, you might just get a little piece. Like, for instance, there was this paleontologist who stumbled across what they call an Aptosaurus femur. And it was the biggest one ever. And, you know, some people, they talk about their vacations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I caught this huge whatever, and then, you know, swordfish. And this guy, oh, well, I got, yeah, perfect score in golf. And then there's the guy who says, really? Well, I found an Aptosaurus femur. How about me? Yeah, I mean, how do you, can you, does that, do that, do you, can you brag about that?
That would be a strange brag because people would be like, huh?
Yeah, really? You found a femur. Great, dude. Okay, anyway, so about my fish. You know, but, no, I think it's really cool. But these things, you know, are purchased by museums throughout the world. So, you know, they were alive during the Jurassic period.
Oh, that's
right?
Awesome.
So that was, like, so cool. So that's kind of a treasure, too.
That is a big treasure.
But I will be honest with you, that's not the kind of treasure I was talking about. But we will talk a little bit more about treasures because there's some reasons why we hear about treasures, and then there's many, many, many other reasons why we don't hear about treasures. And a lot of it has to do with the laws, and the laws are a slippery slope when it comes to antiquities and treasures. And it all depends on how they declare the treasure and what is it considered to be. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, and then you'll understand why many people find treasures all around us, but they don't necessarily reveal what they found.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. If anybody goes to my site, drginny.com, drginny.com, you'll see there's a page on there called Psychic Archaeology. And I have worked with both companies and individuals over the many, many years I've been doing this. And they will send me, and I will explain this because it might be interesting to some folks, they'll send me maps and or videos of locations. I don't want to know the whole map. In other words, I don't want to know where, I don't care if they're in Michigan, California, or Istanbul. I really don't care. Just send it to me with the part that they have their claim on or where they want to investigate, and I can use my angel pendulum to find the exact location. And I pinpoint the locations of what they tell me they're looking for, and then I take pictures, and then I videotape it and send it back to them. We do the same thing with oil drilling. And as a matter of fact, I actually did a test with Jessica. People don't realize, in order to do psychic archaeology, which in a way I consider it treasure hunting, which is why I love to play Raiders of the Lost Ark in the beginning of the show. But archaeology and psychic archaeology, a lot of people can be a part of if you know how to do it and you're trained. And I did a test with Jessica with a map, and I pinpointed a location. Actually, I had a location, and then I had her. I didn't tell her what it was, did I?
No, you did not.
I said, okay.
I didn't really understand what we were doing. I'm like, okay.
I'm going to have her use the pendulum, and I showed her how to, and then, because Jessica's very gifted. And so I had her do it, and I had divided into quadrants, and then I said, now, as you start to do this with your angel pendulum, the circling's going to get slower, and then it's going to start to pull in a certain direction, and whatever direction it is, you follow your pendulum, let it pull until it actually settles on the point.
Right.
It's really amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and we were showing my daughter how to do it.
Yeah.
And then we could see it physically going.
Oh, you
could
clearly see it, yeah.
It was pretty amazing. So it's an interesting thing, but you can find treasures that way too. So when I get maps, I just recently I had a gentleman with one just recently with a gold claim, and his whole family goes out and does this. And,
really?
Yeah, and they it's always fun because you know when they call and say we got it, you know, and sometimes they don't tell me because I don't charge compensation for what they find. Like, I don't charge a percentage.
Right.
I just charge my fee for the location and then whatever. If they find it, great. They make the money. Good for them. That's the way it goes. So I don't hear. I hear sometimes the find, yes, but sometimes I don't hear, you know. You just read a story somewhere and you're like, I know that. And I think it's neat. So, but are there treasures out there? The answer is yes, and we're going to talk about them a little bit later on in the show. But I thought it was interesting that anything can be a treasure, you know. It really could be anything. It could be.
Hey, I'd love to find any kind of treasure.
And it's amazing how many treasures are still found. By estimates that was given us to a gentleman who you know very well, Mike, he was saying that he's a parapsychologist. That's what his degree is actually in, and I believe he teaches that or was teaching it as well. But he had said that he studied exclusively for a very long time shipwrecks off the east and west coast of Florida.
Right.
But he said if all the shipwrecks off that coast, this coast, were recovered, there would be enough for every single person in the United States to have $1 million.
Wow. Yeah.
If all of those were recovered, and they're just sitting out there.
I know, but you know the problem is the depth of where some of it might be.
Well, and a lot of it isn't so much the depth, it's finding them. It sounds like it's easy, but that technology, sonar, and then reading it, because when you use sonar in anything, it basically takes like X-ray images almost in slices.
Uh-huh.
And then those slices need to be kind of put together like a puzzle, and then you need to create like a 3D version
right.
that you're looking at. And if anybody's watching, for instance, the Curse of Oak Island, that island in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, never saw it.
It's kind of amazing. And they actually recently used sonar to go down the big hole that had been drilled all those years
uh-huh.
ago. And they did see two tunnels using the sonar.
Oh, really?
And they found a rectangle-shaped item. Bigger item.
Uh-huh.
Then they found a pillar that goes up at an odd angle, they found some what looks like I'm trying to think. I would call them a pot. You know, like where the bottom was narrower and it widens out at the top, kind
okay.
of like those clay pots
mm-hmm.
that they used years ago.
Like a base.
Yeah, and there's some connection, and I'm not going to say whether what it is or what it's not. But what they've put out there is that there is connection to the Masonic lodges, of course, the Knights of Templar, King Solomon treasure.
Really?
There's lots of different things, but it is interesting because they have found coins on the island that date back to the 1500s. So, it's kind of neat, and it's a straight run
across. Oak Island?
It's called Oak Island, and if you ever, I have copies. On my thing, if you ever want to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've never.
Quite interesting.
You said it's in Nova Scotia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really kind of neat. And there are two brothers from Michigan, I guess it's a treasure hunting state, that actually are putting their own money in. Well, one brother is very wealthy, the other brother is a retired postman. But together they have been doing this and sunk millions of dollars into it,
wow.
as well as many others have. But it's an interesting thing if you see it. If anyone gets a chance, you should look into it. It's pretty cool. But we're going to talk about treasure hunting tonight. First, we're going to take some calls and do some readings. But then we're going to talk about some of the easiest treasures that are out there, some that people, you know, what might have been worth $100,000 or $50,000 or $20,000
uh-huh.
200 years ago is worth a whole lot now, especially when we're talking about gold.
Right.
I can tell you that when I was on vacation with my children about 12 years ago, we were driving out. We used to take summers, you know, and go on vacation with our and the one place we had gone was up to Montana. And we're in Montana, and when we go, we just kind of troll all around. And we drove by this place, and we stopped in, and it had just opened up.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "So what? You know, what's the deal?" And she said, "Well, we are actually only open a few years now. There was an old abandoned mine here, and I'll give you the story here. In 1879, there was a man by the name of Tom Irwin. He was a gold prospector." And he used to come and sell gold. No one knew where he got it, but he knew he had a claim somewhere up there. And this was actually across the state line in Idaho. And so what had happened was a lot of your miners, when they would go and make the trek to the big towns to sell their gold, they would take and close the front of the cave. They would actually set off a stick of dynamite, close the front of their cave up so that no one would, you know, find their gold, because if they've been mining it, all their stuff is in there, right? So long story short is they were on a road for, I think it was Route 91 in there, or Interstate 90, excuse me, and it was in 1996 they came in and they found this cave, this mine, and they're like, wait a second. And then anyway, they looked into it further, and lo and behold, here was this working mine. Apparently, this gold prospector went to sell his gold, died, got killed by, you know, robbers or whatever, and he never returned. No one knew where it was. And so when they pulled all the rocks away, they were able to see that the old car was there.
Oh,
the,
wow.
You know, the iron ore car. All pushed by hand, by the way, I might
wow.
add. And all his tools that he worked with, including his dynamite box,
no way.
Which had one stick of dynamite left
wow.
in it, so he was probably going to get supplies as
right.
well. But amazingly, there was and so we had gotten there just a few years after they found this, and they had trouble getting their permits to get it open, so it just opened. And to be, like, one of the first few people to get in to see this was really cool. And at the time, gold wasn't valued at what it is now. So it was really funny because we were looking at it, and she's like, come here, come look at this. And they took me and the kids and my husband in, and we had to wear these hard hats. And we go in, and she's showing me. She says, look, this is where the vein of gold he was working on when he left.
And it's still there.
And it was like an inch wide.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, whoa. She goes, I know. She goes, if gold goes up much higher, we're probably going to end up closing it and mining it ourselves. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. And, of course, it did, so I'm sure they did. But I think it was called the Crystal Gold Mine, and I think they still have part of it. I think they still operate now.
That's
they still
cool.
do. But they actually still do tours in there. But literally the hand pick that the man used, it was just leaning against the...
And he just left.
Well, he left to go sell his gold and to get more dynamite,
right.
probably. And so he, you know, he blew the front of it shut.
Because uh-huh.
when they come back, they, you know, they use their horse. They pull the rocks away with
right.
ropes, and they get back in. Well, but no one would know that that was a mining site.
Right.
And the problem was something happened. He might have been jumped on the side of the road, you know.
Oh, in those times, you could have
right. Or he could have fallen off his horse and broke his neck.
Right.
But no one ever knew about it. No one knows what happened to him. And clearly he had intended to come back.
Oh, my gosh.
So these
wow.
pools were now, because, you know, as the sediments from the rocks and the minerals
uh-huh.
and the water comes down, they were like petrified, right?
Oh,
so
isn't that
funny? And they were leaning against the wall, and there was a pickaxe. There was candle holders.
Oh, really?
Because everything was by candlelight.
Yeah.
It was one of the coolest things I've
Very
ever
cool.
seen. You know, just to touch this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't even know if they allow people to do that anymore because it was right after it opened. But it was really cool. And so things like this are out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're out there, and I would say in the state of Montana, there are literally hundreds. Thousands of claims.
Really?
Yes, thousands of claims. And there's a lot of gold out there. So, yeah, it's a good place if you want to go look for gold. But we thought that was interesting. We'll
that
talk
is.
More
that's
about
fascinating.
It. I know. It is. I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm a treasure hunter at heart. I don't know where that comes from, but I just really enjoy it. And I'm not allowed to use my abilities to treasure hunt for myself.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun to do it for other people. but it's a very cool thing. And it's I think there because... If you know that these things are out there, it just makes it fun, and it makes it an adventure. So why not?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our first caller, okay?
Okay.
Our first caller is calling in from area code 706 with a prefix of 756. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, ladies. My name is Sophia. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing great, Sophia. I'm so glad you called in. What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, great. And how can we help you tonight?
Hi, ladies. I would like to see what do you sense coming for my love life this year.
Love life. Okay, let's take
yes,
a look
ma'am.
At love life. Well, now it's funny you ask that. You ask that question as if you have absolutely no one in your love life. Yet, I feel like there's somebody that is in the background. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am. That would be true.
You tried to trick Dr. Ginny. I'm only kidding.
Well, background is the right word to use, yeah.
I understand completely. And I feel like that situation, as much as you want it to come to fruition, it seems like it's going to be impossible and there's no way that that's going to happen for lots of reasons. But the weird thing is, I feel like it just might. And I know that's shocking to hear, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But you really want it to happen, don't you? If it could happen the way you want it to.
Yeah, for both of us. It's funny
right.
you picked that up because I walked away back in October. But had something traumatic go on with my daughter. And so he kind of came back around and we started communicating. Not on a regular, but... that was my first time speaking to him or allowing him in our presence since I walked away.
And
good deal.
Good.
That was
so
an
you're
October.
Like, wow, I didn't expect you to pick up on that.
Yeah.
That's okay. So when did that happen now? When did you talk to him?
Oh, I talked to him this month, January.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the thing. Even though that looked like something that couldn't possibly work for different reasons or several different reasons, I actually feel like that's going to gain momentum, and that's this is shocking even for me because I don't usually make this call. But I see that this could go to something permanent if you should choose it to go there, that things will happen in several different areas to make that happen. And that's a lot to say. And kind of surprising, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure you can sense the several different things that would need to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And one of them you don't want to be responsible for.
Correct.
Uh-huh. And but here's the thing. People eventually grow up. And he suddenly has had a burst of maturity, if that makes sense. Does it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, even though he's older than me, 46, but you understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I just, it's kind of weird, but it's what I'm seeing and what I'm getting. So first I'm going to tell you this. Hold out for him. Well, I'm not going to say hold out for him. I'm going to say hold out and hope that this could come to what you want it to be in the way that you want it to be without hurting other people and with him having the maturity and straightening out the way he needs to. Okay?
Wow.
Yes, and I know that hits the nail on the head. The next thing I want to ask you, are you hearing a lot of crackling? Because I'm not getting any.
I am hearing a lot of crackling.
You are hearing a lot of crackling.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that's
mm-hmm.
weird. I'm not getting any. Jessica, you might want to use the handset as opposed to the headset. That's the only thing I could think. Yes, I do.
Can I say one quick thing?
Yes, please.
I do, and you can probably sense that too. I do have more than one pursuer.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure, I'm sure you got the right one. It would be the one,
the right
only
one.
The one I'm interested in. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I definitely have the right one. And like I said, you know, it seems like it's unsurmountable, but it's not. And I don't know why it's not, but it's going to work out, I promise you. If you choose for it to, in other words, you know, I mean, that has to be it. We're not taking away your free will. The angels would never do that.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. I hope this has been helpful, Sophia.
Oh, yes, it has. A little shocking, but yes,
yeah,
very helpful.
But, right? So there you go. And the other thing I want to tell you, and this is kind of, I want to ask you this question. You know, we were talking about treasure hunting, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
One of the reasons why people don't talk about finding treasures is because it has to be claimed to the state. And a lot of times the state determines whether or not it was something that could have been repossessed by the original owner. And for some people, some states it's 10 years, some states it's 20, sometimes they'll say it's 35 years. Here's the question. You're out in the field, don't know who owns you're sitting around having a picnic, walking through the woods, whatever, and you come across something that catches your foot, and you think, gosh, that looks like the corner of a box, and you dig it up, and it's, about 2 feet wide and about 3 feet deep. So it's really heavy, and when you finally get into it, it's full of gems and gold doubloons. What do you do? Honestly.
Honestly, what do I do?
Mm-hmm. Do you take it in your car, or do you call law enforcement and say, I found a treasure? I'm going to ask every caller that question tonight.
I'm being honest. I would put it in my car,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a research person. I don't know if you could. And I would try to figure out some things on my own first. And depending on what I find, then I would call law enforcement.
Then you would make the decision. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Correct.
There you go. I think
that's
a
just
really
honest
answer. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I understand why you gave it that answer, because your thought process is, you know, if someone lost this, if it was taken from someone and this can then be given back to the family or to the estate, you want it to go there. But if, in fact, this was something that was written off a long time ago by some railroad tycoon, and right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. So in that case, maybe not so. So, again, I agree with you. That makes a lot of sense, and that's a really good answer. I think we'll get some different opinions tonight, and it'll be interesting to see what we get. But,
I know. I'm
going to
keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and God bless.
Same to you, dear.
Bye-bye now. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and hopefully our crackling has stopped. This person is calling in from area code 504 with a prefix of, looks like 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
You know me.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I know your voice now. It took me a minute. It took me a minute. Can you hear crackling on your end?
Yes, quite a bit.
You still
sound
a
like
lot
a
of,
fireplace in my throat.
Folks, I'm sorry. You know, it's Blog Talk Radio because they're sending information over the screen saying they're having technical difficulties. So I apologize that this is happening. We'll try to continue.
I can hear you fine. There's just the background. It's like sitting in front
it's
of a fire.
It's just crackling
in
the background.
Sitting in the middle of a fire.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cold here as it is in the rest of the country. So how is our good friend doing? How are you doing?
I'm generally good, I think.
Generally good.
I'll hold on to that.
All right, that sounds good. Tell us, have you made the decision to go back to school?
No, not fully.
Okay.
There are days where I need to go back to school, but I'm still trying to decide what that means and financially what that means, and then how one handles that financially. Yeah.
So
it's one of these things where I'm like, there's no need to go into a full out of debt.
There's
not. The degree that I want.
No, and I think there's ways that you can do it where you can help spread the wealth of that debt, and that'll be a good thing. So what do you have a specific question for us tonight?
Okay, so I applied for this job today.
Okay.
Or I sort of applied. It was really hi, you applied for this job today, and I was like, okay. I think it's a human resources position. I think it's a nonprofit. This was the explanation. Does it look like a possibility?
Well, first of all, I've told you for a long time I saw you in a nonprofit, right? So that doesn't surprise me at all. Now, does it look positive? The answer is yes, very positive. It looks very, very positive. Is this a job you really want?
I don't know. I want a job. I'm happy with a job.
It sounds very tied down for you because you like to kind of move around a bit. You don't like to just sit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is true. But I also don't like broke, and I can be
right.
tied down.
Yeah, broke is not fun. No. Broke
yeah, for like a minute, I can endure, you know, a good bit of crazy.
I find it true.
Financial threshold for crazy. Like,
what would you do
for a Klondike bar kind of situation? And I'm like, for a reasonable amount of money.
Oh, my gosh. I do see a really positive, I'm getting a really positive response on that. So I feel like that will go in the right direction for you. So, no, I'm not worried, and I think everything's going to be okay.
Okay, that's
I'll start with that. And I apologize for the crackling again because I'm getting a bunch of texts now coming in saying from clients who are telling me I had to hang up. We couldn't take the crackling anymore.
It's just to visualize a fireplace and find some candles.
Does it really? What's amazing is I'm not getting it. I don't have it at all. Yeah. No, I'm on the same line as you. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I cannot answer this. I am not all-knowing and all-seeing all the time. But I can tell you this. I think that if you take a deep breath and you don't worry about whether you're going to get the job or not and just know that God's going to come through for you, this will work out for you. I can promise you that.
Okay.
You'll get through this difficult time. You're not going to be dumpster diving.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Isn't that your fear, that you're really getting down to?
Oh, I'm beyond broke at this point. I'm like, I'm a poor person.
Yes, I get that. And that's why I'm saying
I'm waiting for some homeless guy to hand me a dollar. Like, anything now. They can be like, you look broke. And I'm really
Jessica
gonna
said
that
the other day. She said she drove by a homeless man who was going up and down the cars with a bucket, and like he was taking donations for, you know, muscular dystrophy. And I told her, well, you know, you just need to reach in there and say, well, I need some too, and just, you know. Unfortunately, like anything else, these charities these days where people are doing panhandling, we're not really sure that they're really needing it, because we've all seen the stories, right?
I think if you're willing to sit in some traffic.
Right. You probably need it pretty bad. Right? That's true.
At least
you're
willing to endure some level of abuse. So I'm like, hey.
Right.
Do your thing.
Yeah. That's true. I guess I hadn't really thought about all that.
I'm not robbing people. I will not hustle.
No, he's exactly right. And hey, you got to do what you got to do to survive sometimes too. But you are not gonna. You're gonna be okay. Trust me on this. Something. If this job, if it turns out not to be what you want, you will be employed within the next 2 to 3 weeks max.
Oh, that would be good.
But you have to keep trying. You can't give up. You can't just sit back and say, well, Dr. Jeannie said it's going to happen, so, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you laugh, but honest to God, like, I got a phone call of, you applied for this job today. You don't understand. I wouldn't have gone to college. People in my family, my sister was like, you applied to college today. Okay, like, I just started getting acceptance letters in the mail. Like, did I apply to go here? They're like, yes, you did.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay, good deal. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yes. Sign me up. So I got to ask you the question. If you found, you know, walking through the woods, whatever, treasure chest, what would you do?
I lost my keys 3 weeks ago and haven't found them. This is like a hard question.
No. See, this is classic diverting.
No, I'm serious. Those keys still haven't shown up.
I got my daughter a thing where you whistle and it makes a noise. The only problem is if a loud noise goes off, they go off, and she was in class the other day and everyone found her keys. Anyway, go ahead. You were saying.
You know it works.
It works. That's what I said. So you find this treasure chest. You know, your foot hits something. You're like, what the heck? Wait a second. That looks like the corner of a box. You dig it up and there's gold and rubies and all kinds of, you know, gold candlesticks in there. What do you do?
Okay, if it's ridiculously heavy, I might just be like, well, I guess I could fit what's in my pockets I can and do my thing with that. I would probably look it up on Google. You know, to me, like, I'm a person who not infrequently will find random amounts of money on the sidewalk. When I say random, anywhere from like $20 to $300 or $400 on the sidewalk. And I sort of get a vibe of, oh, yeah, somebody dropped this and is looking versus, oh, no, God just left me some money. And that,
right,
that,
this is a gift from God.
You know, honestly. And if I don't get that kind of like this is for me vibe, I just leave it.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, this isn't my thing. And so if I got the vibe, then, yeah, I'd be like, okay, yeah, this is my thing. Or if I got the, do you need to return this to somebody vibe?
Right.
You know, and if it's gold, presumably it's old and it's been there a while. If it were like a box full of cash, I was like, oh, somebody might have robbed a bank and I kind of don't want to go to federal prison because I'm going to spend the hard money and they're going to know.
Gold.
And then
there
I'm going
go.
To jail.
Very wise.
Yeah. Like,
I agree.
Cash,
and
no.
By the way, the
absolutely
whole
no.
concept of filling your pockets with what you can, you know, we've talked about this because the treasure hunting laws on the coast here in Florida are pretty strict. And you actually, depending on where the water line is at high tide, determines whether you can keep what you find or not. And so we've discussed that. You know, what if we're on one of the areas of the beach and there's been literally hundreds of shipwrecks there? Jessica's going to be like, I'm going to get a hernia, but I'm taking this. you have to be really careful. Yeah.
You know, it's like the Goonies. You just fill your marble bag with, you know,
right.
some money. I'm not greedy. So, like, look.
Well, you remember the Goonies?
Okay.
You remember that
I'm
movie?
Good.
Yeah. That's what he did. He filled his marble bag.
I don't
yeah,
need the whole box.
That's
well,
right.
Well, you can come back and get the rest of the box.
There
I'll
you go.
I wouldn't greedy.
That shows a lack of greed, exactly. It shows a lack of greed.
When I put in my pocket, you can take the rest.
Someone else can go have the rest, and there you go. And yeah, I like that. I like that attitude, too. That's very sharing. That's saying, I'm not going to tell. But you know, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I can't go on game shows. It's like
right.
That millionaire show. I was like, I would get like $1,000 and be like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you want to
pay the
rent
this month, so I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'd be like, this covers the car note, I'm out. Like,
yeah.
I didn't get the
Which
whole
is why you should not. But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking since you find so much money when you go walk, you should just start walking tomorrow morning.
You laugh. I will just randomly be walking and be like, oh, that's just a laugh. Maybe it was in December, walking down the street. Oh, a $20 bill, 2 feet later. $20 bill, 2 feet later. $20, just don't look up. That looks a good
now,
spot.
Did you look up and see that the old fat man was being held by his feet by those two guys over the banister, or no?
No, there was nobody on the sidewalk. Well, yeah, because I look around, nobody there. I'm just like, oh, God left me some money.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
what about my day?
That's pretty awesome, I have to say. That's pretty awesome. By anyone's standards, that's pretty awesome. I find money, but I don't find it with that much regularity. But I do find 20s. Matter of fact, the other day we were driving down the street. My daughter said, Mom, pull over. I said, why? She goes, there's a $20 bill there. I want to pick it up. Tiffany saw it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
stop? What's that? Of
you
course
stopped?
I stopped.
You
laughed.
My sister bought it because we were driving home, and I was like, there's a $100 bill on the sidewalk. And she's like, no, we're not stopping. And I'm like, unless you're going to give me $100 when we get to the house, I need you to stop.
Yeah. Did she stop?
No. She was like, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, oh, no, you, in your world, it's not a big deal. Like,
but in my world, $100 is a lot
of
money.
I have to stop.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Good for you. Well, next time you make her stop, or next time you drive yourself, cause, or better yet,
jump out
tell me where you're going. I'll just follow you.
You know? I'm saying.
I don't find money like that. I find 20s. Like I said, I'll find 20s all the not with great regularity, but I do. But not like her. No. She's a money magnet. Really?
Yeah, I don't find money. I can't find money.
Well, I'll tell you what. You answered our question. Hopefully we answered yours and made you feel a little better, did we?
I feel better, yes. That gave me a very clear answer. I'm happy with it.
Good. That's what's most important. And now we know what you would be very fair and ungreedy, or have a lack of greed, if you were too ungreedy, which we could not find in the Webster's Dictionary. So we're going to say have a lack of greed. If you were to find a treasure chest. So I hope you find it in my yard because, you know, that'd be cool, right?
Yeah, I would just take a handful and be like, this was stuff in your yard.
Yeah, yeah, go check it out. Good deal. All right, listen, thank you for calling in. It was really good talking to you again.
Thank you.
And keep in touch, okay?
Yes, and Happy New Year to you, believe
thank
me.
You. You too. Bye-bye now. We adore her. She's one of our most favorites because she's so much fun, and she has such an upbeat attitude. No matter what's going on in her life, she always has an upbeat attitude. I would love to have the opportunity to meet with her one day. If I'm ever out that way, I'm gonna send her an email and let her know because I would love to meet with her one day. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. This call is coming in from area code 347 with a prefix of 239. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, how are you? Who are we speaking with?
This is Carmen.
Carmen, well, hi, Carmen. How is life?
Pretty good, actually. Pretty good.
I love hearing that. Now, is this Carmen from New York, New Jersey?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure
yeah,
you remember
this
who this is.
I know exactly.
The Carmen.
It's been a while.
Yes, it's been quite some time.
Tell me how you're doing.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm doing awesome. Doing actually very well, very well, very well. Better than I could ever be, actually.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Just one thing missing.
The man?
Yeah, I'm wondering, when is that somebody going to come
around? That teddy bear guy, right?
Yeah, when is he going to come?
Is it so weird that I remember that reading? I mean, how many years ago? I remember this. I remember this reading.
Wow.
It's been quite
some time, so yeah.
I know. And you were dating somebody and then, right? So here's the thing. Now, the ex is finally out of the picture with a good boot, right?
Not really. He's still kind of, well, he comes over every Sunday now. Supposedly to see the grandkids, so.
Okay. But what do you feel?
I get mixed emotions from him. Sometimes it's like I get the feeling that he wants to come back, and then sometimes I get the feeling he doesn't. I think he's afraid to come out.
Well, he should be afraid because the reality is he brought you to your knees, and you will never be that woman again, ever.
Exactly.
Correct? Yep, exactly.
Yes.
You've come too far, and if he is not man enough to step up and say, I messed up, this is what I want, and I'm willing to crawl back and do whatever I have to do to earn your trust, you're not going back. You're not going to revisit that scene again, right?
No, definitely not.
Good, good, very good. Because I remember that. I remember it all like it was yesterday.
Yes.
I'm sure you do too. So I'm glad that you did with your life and how you turned it, it was a miracle. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was a miracle, truly a miracle. And I'm so impressed with you and proud of you. And, I mean, honestly, like, I want to give you a cake and say you deserve this. You're a hero because you're like, I'm serious about this. You know, there are a lot of women that fell into the same situation that happened to you. And it was nothing that you did, you know. Yet you had to suffer the consequences. And what you did versus what other people have gone out and done was amazing. I just applaud you. So with that said, let me take a look at this other thing. I think part of what's going on here, and I think you'll probably agree to this when I say this, you still have ties to him. I still feel connections to him. And I think this is why you haven't met that one yet. I think it's because you still have a connection to him. Yeah? And until it's cut all the way around, those cords are completely cut, it's still going to happen.
Okay?
Yeah, it's still going to happen.
I thought the same thing. I said, well, I have to either start leaving on Sundays when he decides that he's going to come to see the grandkids, leave and not be home.
Right.
And just try to cut him off completely because it's just, it's not working. You know, it's a friendship thing, whatever, and we get along well, but it's not working. I can't fully move on. So I think I need to cut that end of the rope completely for some time.
I think that's your answer right there because one of the reasons I asked about him was I sensed he was still somehow in the picture. And I think, and you have the right, by the way, and I want to make sure I say this clearly, you know, if you choose to take him back, that's your right, and that would be your choice. And no one would make judgment on that because it's certainly your choice. But if you've made the determination that you don't want to go down that path again, then you need to cut the cord completely. Because I feel like it's hard even for you.
Yeah, it is, but this is the way I see it. I see it this way. If you're not man enough, if you want to keep, you know, beating around the bush and you're not man enough to come to me and say, Carmen, look, I'm really sorry for what I did. I'm a changed man. I'm ready to come home if you will accept me, and I'm willing to do things differently. I'm willing to show you that I'm, you know, trustworthy and that you should accept me back.
Right.
I think he wants me to say to him, come home. I'm not going to do that.
I agree with you.
I'm not the one who messed up here.
Right.
And if I do that, that's
in
just
a major
him.
Way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I do that, I'm applauding him. I'm just telling him, it's okay. You can do it again.
Right, because then what happened would not have been resolved. But if he came to you with that and said, look, it was a horrible thing I did, and it was a path I shouldn't have taken, and I'm so sorry, and I really want to earn your trust back, and I want to work at having a relationship with you because you are, you know, the woman of my dreams, and you're the one I want to be with, you're going to be like, we'll give it a shot, right? Because who would want to hear that?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. I have mixed emotions about it. Sometimes I feel like I will, and sometimes I feel like I'm going to say, no, you know what? No, thanks.
Yeah, and I understand that. I understand that. And I guess that's your answer, isn't it? He's not doing it, and you're not even sure, even if he did do it, that you'd want him back. So
right.
It would seem to me you need to remove him completely from the picture so that energy is not hanging there. Because I feel it. So if I feel it, other people feel it. Right?
It's
so there's your answer.
He's here every Sunday. He's constantly here.
Well,
every Sunday he says he's come to see the grandkids. He comes to my apartment. I mean, my kids have their own apartment. Go to theirs. He
so what? Are the grandkids in your apartment?
No. My daughter lives on the second floor and my son lives downstairs. I gave them the apartments. I emptied out. I got rid of the tenant. And now we have the whole house. So there's no need for him to come to my apartment. But he's always in my apartment. And then for some time there, he took a liking to coming and doing fixing things in my house.
Oh,
and
my
I was
Lord.
Like, oh, well, I could use somebody to fix things. And he was doing, like, construction and things for me, like, constantly.
Wow.
And it became a habit, and now it's, like, every Sunday. And I just feel like if I don't cut the tie,
you know what's going on.
You know.
See, that's why I felt that. That's exactly it, because it's kind of like when this is what it's like. A man is in a relationship with a woman, but he doesn't want to come out and make the commitment. So he does the action. But he never commits. So that way, if he cheats or does something, then he can't get in trouble because there was never any words spoken. There was never any understanding, right? So that's why a lot of women get in trouble with that because they're like, well, he's here all the time. He spends his vacations with me, da-da-da. That doesn't mean he's committed because there's a reason he's not making that verbal commitment. If somebody loves you, they are going to say, look, I love you. I don't want to be anywhere else. I don't want to be with anyone else. I want to be with you. Right? They're going to say it, and they're not going to be afraid to commit. So he's kind of playing that game right now where, you know, he doesn't have to verbalize it. So it also gives him his freedom, too. Not that he's using it for anything, because I don't see that he is. But
No, he's not.
I can tell. You have to make that decision, you know. Now, so he comes and what do you guys do on Sunday? I don't want, you know. I mean,
nothing. He comes. He sits in the living room. He'll eat because I usually cook on Sundays, like for you know my daughter, my kids. I only cook on Sundays now, and so we all get together. He'll sit in the living room. He'll eat. He'll watch TV. He'll talk for a little while. He'll play with the grandkids, and then he'll leave. But the funny thing that gets me is in the summertime. He had the audacity to ask me if I had a boyfriend in the neighborhood because someone so-called left a note on his car stating that, you know, that he shouldn't be around me or something. Oh, if he don't want problems, to call that number. But I never saw the note. I asked him, let me see the note.
Yeah.
But he never showed me the note.
No,
and then
it's
like he'll say things, and I think he actually wants to come and ask me if he can return. But I think he's scared of me letting him down, of, you know, a turn down.
I don't think it's a turn down that he's afraid of. I think he's just being who he was before. You know what I mean? Like he was committed without being committed, right?
Right.
I mean, were you officially married all those years?
No, but in all the years that we were together, I never had that problem with him until one time.
But you weren't married. How come?
No.
Did you want to get married?
I really
at some
didn't.
Point?
No, I kind of felt like I didn't need the piece of paper.
But if he had offered, would you have liked it?
I don't know. Yes and no. I'm not too sure. I'm not too keen about the marriage thing.
Okay. I kind of think that had he, after 10 years into the marriage, you would have said, sure, let's do this. I think you would have.
Go ahead.
No, I feel like that's something that you would have liked because you knew the relationship was going well.
I did at one point, but then afterward I had a different viewing of it. I didn't want to get married. I didn't want to have a piece of paper trying me. And because he was so controlling,
and so jealous, and you can't go here and you can't do this, but, oh, yes, I could do everything. You understand?
Right. Right.
And I couldn't be the real me around him.
But you are the real you now, and just I just want
yes.
you to look how you were, I'm not going to say how you were held back, but look how, look at the leaps and strides you have made. I mean, it's remarkable.
I go vacation now.
What's that?
I never did that. I go vacation.
Oh,
I just came back from Atlantic City. With $5, I made $300.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm trying to leave to California now on a weekend trip.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I am just so proud of you. I can't begin to tell you. You've done it, and you've done it right. And if you don't want him coming, or you decide that you don't want to, you know, be there, you can leave. But I don't want you to have to leave, because then you're leaving your family and the one day a week that you cook with them and you spend family time. So I'm not so sure leaving is a good idea. Maybe what you should do is tell him that, you know, you're gonna start dating somebody or you're seeing somebody, you know, and just see what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He might stop.
I was thinking that too, but then
you don't want to lie.
It's like, yeah, like I don't want to lie about it, because when it actually becomes true, you know, I just don't want to pretend and lie.
Well, then why don't you just
put
it right out there?
I want it to be true, and I'm ready. I
yeah,
feel like I'm ready for. I want
tell
companionship.
Them.
I want somebody, but I just can't. There's a lot out there that want to go out, but it's not what I want. So I'm not.
That, well, what they want
done
is
for anybody.
Right away. Yeah, I know.
There you go. There you go.
I know. I know.
So,
I'm
not gonna do it.
No, and that you
but
you
I need to cut him off.
Well, this is what you do. You tell them, you know, it's nice that you're coming and spending time with the family and the kids and the grandkids. It's great. I just want to know how you're going to feel when I start dating. Plain and simple, straight up. No,
okay.
No lying, straight up. And he has to answer that question.
He's going to avoid it. I know he's going to avoid it.
Well, he'll avoid it, but at least he'll know where your head's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
And you can even say, I don't want, you know, if you're enjoying coming over, I'm glad you're seeing, you know, everybody. So I just don't want you to be uncomfortable when I start dating. Because you're letting him know then. It's like that warning shot over the bow, you know. You're letting him know, I'm going to start dating. And he's going to be totally hot. Right?
Yeah, I have a feeling he is. Yes.
Yes, exactly. We already know what he looks like. I've given you a description. So you know what he's going to look like, and he is coming. So just you've got to cut the cord. Or
I need to.
Cord,
I need to.
You know, and be with him, one or the other. But you have to do one or the other, because you're like one foot in the boat, one foot untrue. Yeah.
I want to try something new, to be real honest, just to see.
Yeah.
If he's what I really want, you know, because
well,
I really
want
to try
that.
Somebody else.
You've earned that. You know, you were with him for so long. 20-some-odd
yeah.
years, right? Yeah.
23, yes.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's kind of like your whole youth, you know? I mean,
it was.
You know, I know. Jessica was married to her husband for 22 years. And she, you know, that was her man. That was it. So it's she's in the same boat, you know? No. But I'm telling you, cut those cords, and then you'll and you could. It doesn't have to be a permanent. Like if you decide, you know, but let him know that that's what you want to do, because you need to have that experience now. He'll be okay with that.
Okay.
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 Now, are you getting a lot of static?
Yes, very, very, very bad. I
okay.
held on
well,
because I wanted to actually, you know, say hello and see,
I'm
you
so
know,
glad.
If there was something. But it's really bad. It's really, really sad. Sometimes you can't even understand what
well,
you're saying.
Then I will cut the show after this call, because we can't have that. Carmen, I'm so glad you called in. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm very proud of you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good
take
night.
Take care. You too now.
You
bye-bye.
Too, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty. Folks, because we're having, well, we're not, but Blog Talk Radio is having so much technical difficulties, we are going to have to call the show at this point. We will continue with the subject for next week, along with a little bit more information on psychic archaeology, what it means, how it works. It's kind of interesting because it goes to Casey. Casey, some people have done some really cool things called astral projection, etc., and it has to do with a movie that George Clooney was in, something about goats, so it'll be interesting. And it like George Clooney, and actually they made a movie about it, and it was something that the government was involved in. So we'll talk more about that next week, and I think you all will find it very interesting. And in the meantime, I apologize that Blog Talk Radio is having so much difficulty with the sound. But I hope you'll tune in next Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll have a great show then. And I hope you enjoyed what you could hear of tonight's show. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye, everybody.